Cichlids are fascinating and beautiful freshwater fishes that occur in various places all around the world, including South America, Central America, Africa, India, and Madagascar. Today, there is much speculation as to how these interesting fishes came to inhabit such distant lands that are separated with massive oceans between them. How could they have made their way across these vast saltwater barriers? There are two generally debated theories as to how this odd distribution came to occur. One of which is that these fish originally occurred together on the large landmass Gondwanaland, prior to its splitting up into the continents. This is referred to as the Vicariance theory. Another theory that is that these fishes somehow survived a migration across the vast ocean distances to other continents. Neither of these ideas is foolproof, and both have downfalls. Some evidence that the fish probably did not migrate across saltwater include that there are no saltwater cichlids, there's no fossils of cichlids in saltwater, and no cichlids are present on oceanic islands. Surely, if they were traveling the high seas, one would turn up there now and again. The Vicariance theory is not perfect either. Gondwanaland broke up 100 million years ago, yet the oldest known cichlid fossil is a mere 46 million years old from Argentina. One opposing view to the Vicariance theory is held by some proponents of the molecular clock. This is not the type of clock that measures seconds, minutes, and hours, but is a tool that measures the number of changes or mutations which occur in gene sequences of a species over time. It quantifies the random changes in DNA, which, although random, occur at a relatively constant rate. First, scientists must calibrate the clock to see how fast the mutations have occurred, usually by looking at the fossil record. Scientists used the clock they constructed for cichlids to see if it was plausible to have the vast and incredible diversity of cichlids in the African Rift Lake, Victoria. They compared the divergence of the fishes in Victoria to the divergence time of other cichlids. They found that cichlids were just not old enough to support the Vicariance theory. They say the clock proves that the cichlid family is too young to have been present on ancient Gondwanaland. It is debated as to how accurate this clock is, however. The cichlids of Lake Victoria probably had accelerated speciation, meaning they diversified rapidly once they colonized and dominated the lake, making this clock incorrect due to it being calibrated with cichlids from a much different environment. So why do we believe one of these explanations is correct? It makes sense that the cichlids could have traveled the high seas because some of the demonstrated tolerances for salt water and the fact that there are even some brackish water species of cichlids. Cichlids are also members of the group Labrodiae, most of which are saltwater fishes, including damselfish, parrotfish, and wrasses. It also makes sense that Vicariance is a plausible explanation because the branching patterns of relationship between cichlids matches the pattern of continental breakup. Although neither theory has all the answers about how cichlids came to be distributed all around the world, the most widely accepted theory in the scientific community is the continental drift Vicariance theory. Which theory do you find to be the most plausible to explain this mystery of science?